Lord, we realize that this week we have some major decisions to make about our earthly leaders. Lord, we do pray for wisdom in that process. Lord, we just pray that today, that our being together, hearing from your word, that we may be strengthened and have courage and encouragement to leave this place and to be more faithful in our discipleship. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. The cover of this week's Time magazine proclaims, "The end is near," with images of the Democratic and Republican candidates for president. This tongue-in-cheek statement can be interpreted several ways, but however we read the message, there will be a major change taking place as a result of actions taken this week. The almost 18-month U.S. presidential campaign ends this Tuesday, Election Day. The airwaves, phone lines, and mailboxes have been saturated with political ads promoting one candidate while denigrating others. In addition, there have been spots focusing on the ballot questions that residents of Massachusetts are being asked to vote on. Imagine what our country could look like if all the billions of dollars that has been spent on ads was instead used to support the budget, provide extra programs for those in need, or reduce the deficit. We wouldn't be having so many arguments about what needs to be done if we had all that money had been channeled that way. But it's important for us to be registered, and it's important for all registered voters to participate in the process of electing our next leader. And while I am not about to recommend one candidate or one position on any ballot question, I believe it is important for us to focus on our faith and how it shapes the choices and decisions that we make. After this year's particularly contentious campaign, many voters reported last week that they feel disgusted and repulsed. Some have even decided to not vote this year. But regardless of what happens on Election Day, the earth will keep turning. The seasons will change. Babies will be born. And God will remain in control of his complex and often contentious creation. Because it is so important that we maintain a proper perspective as Christians during this election season, I want to share five thoughts for this Tuesday election day based on this morning's scripture. First thought is, only God deserves praise. Psalm 146 begins with the command, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life." In our society today, we often praise people for taking political stands that we agree with or making speeches that move us. But do such leaders really deserve our praise? Praise is traditionally reserved for a god, a ruler, or a hero. And most politicians in our American democracy do not fit these categories. Certainly, we should support our candidates and work with them to advance the causes that are important to us. But lavish admiration should be reserved for God alone. Psalm 146 that we read together this morning is a celebration of the eternal reign of God, a leadership position that has no term limits. To praise God is to give credit where credit is due. The Lord, who is our creator, redeemer, and sustainer. When we offer praise, we are saying that God is God and we are not. Neither is Hillary Clinton, nor Donald Trump, nor any other person running for political office. And this leads us to the second thought. To put your trust in something eternal. This morning we read the warning, do not put your trust in human leaders. No human being can save you. When they die, they return to the dust. On that day, their plans come to an end. We take a chance when we rely on political leaders to help us because they are as flawed and weak, biased, transitory, and limited as any human beings on earth. It does not matter what political party a person belongs to. Everyone has weaknesses and limitations, from the far left to the radical right, across the political spectrum. The psalm warns us against putting our trust in mortals, because every one of us is made of dust, and to dust we shall return. Our complete faith should be directed toward the one eternal God, maker of heaven and earth. And our third thought for this Tuesday is, don't expect a candidate to make you happy. With all the energy that goes into the presidential campaign, we can certainly forgive voters for wanting their favorite candidate to bring them joy and satisfaction. And this year, I'm not hearing a lot of that. I'm hearing more of what's the least of the worst. But such an expectation of having the new candidate, the president-elect, to be this perfect person is truly unrealistic and often a recipe for disappointment. Whether the victor is a Republican or a Democrat or a representative of some other party, he or she is going to let down a large number of supporters. We have seen this in the past and will undoubtedly witness it in the future. And there's another path to take, unreserved confidence in God. For we read in the psalm, happy are those who have the God of Jacob to help them and who depend on the Lord their God, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that is in them. It's better for us to look for happiness in a relationship with the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth and who is eternally faithful. God is the source of every good and perfect gift and is a Lord who always keeps his promises. With God, we have a leader who can be trusted to provide for us and who never, ever flip-flops. Even more importantly, when we focus on our relationship with God, we find happiness within ourselves. I haven't heard a lot of happiness in the last year and a half. I've heard a lot of negativity. We ground ourselves in the great commandment of Jesus to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbors as yourself. When we do this, we're not looking for a politician to bring us joy and satisfaction, but instead are finding it deep within our relationship with God and with the people around us. Fourth thought for this Tuesday is to vote the Lord's values. In this year's election, we see the leading candidates having major flaws when it comes to honesty, judgment, and how they view people. Many folks question whether either is qualified for the position. We find ourselves searching our own values to evaluate if we can consciously vote for someone with values that do not match ours, and questioning who would be the best leader for our nation. In this process, we need to consider the values that should shape a Christian voter today. For as we read in Psalm 146, God is the one who keeps his promises. He judges in favor of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free and gives sight to the blind. These are God's values, according to this psalm. And while Christians will certainly debate the ways that our society can address these concerns, there should be no disagreement about their priority to God. When we enter the voting booth, and some of us may have already voted, but a majority have not, When we enter the voting booth, we need to vote for the candidate who is best aligned with God's priorities. Justice for the oppressed, which means fair treatment for those who have been mistreated, shoved aside, or ignored. Food for the hungry. Access to nourishment in developing countries and in American inner cities and rural settings. Freedom for prisoners, both spiritual liberation while incarcerated and work opportunities after being released. And opening the eyes of the blind. Not only physical healing, but new visions of a better future for us all. These are the values that God has according to Psalm 146. And they undergird what the psalm tells us about God. For God lifts up those who have fallen. The Lord loves the righteous people. The Lord protects the strangers. He helps the orphans and widows, but takes the wicked to their ruin. In every time and place, God lifts up the burdened and loves those who are in a right relationship with him. God has special concern for the strangers in our midst and wants to take care of the orphans and the widows, those who have no way to provide for themselves. Once again, there are going to be honest disagreements about how best to meet these needs. But the needs themselves are indisputable. Justice, generosity, concern for others, righteousness. These are God's values. And the fifth and final thought to share today is to take the long view. If you are joyful on election night, don't get overly elated. And if you're disappointed when the election is over, don't get too depressed. The next presidential campaign will begin before we know it, and the political pendulum will begin to swing the other direction. As Christians, the most important leader in our lives is Almighty God. And Psalm 146 reminds us that the Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. When we give praise to God, we are joining a community of faithful people who are linked together across the generations. The Christian church has seen countless political victories and defeats, as well as numerous times of national celebration and heartache. Election days may be divisive and difficult, but they do not prevent us from looking up to God together and taking the long view of human history. If your candidate wins, praise the Lord. If your candidate loses, praise the Lord. If you are excited about the next 4 years, praise the Lord. And if you're worried about what will happen next, praise the Lord. There is nothing that can happen on election day that should shift our focus away from giving praise to the God who has created us, redeemed us, and sustained us throughout the course of our lives. The Apostle Paul knew what it was like to live by faith in the middle of political changes, joys, sorrows, triumphs, and setbacks. He described himself to his colleagues as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making riches, and having nothing, yet possessing everything. Paul felt this way because he took the long view and praised God in good times and in difficult times. And so can we. Let's pray together. Lord, we do praise you today. And Lord, we pray that we may continue praising you in the election process. As we go into the voting booth, that we may praise you and consider your values, Lord, as we mark our ballots. That we may make a conscious effort to select the person who is best suited according to your values to lead our country. Lord, it is a difficult and daunting decision we must make, and we pray for your Spirit to guide us in that process. Lord, we know that you have allowed us to have human leaders, but that we are to look beyond them to you to offer praise and glory. Lord, now we just thank you for your Son, Jesus, who came as a leader to show us a new way. Lord, we pray that we may always follow him in all the decisions that we make. And we ask all of this in his name. Amen.